ETL Echo presents Her Lips Alone by Lady Layla. Hermione felt her head pound before she was even able to open her eyes. Unfamiliar scents and her bedsheets that felt rather different had made her awaken from her slumber, only for her to see that the bedsheets she was wrapped up in were in fact not hers, and the scents seemed unfamiliar because she wasn't even in her own house. And beside her was a rather familiar tousle of blonde hair, sticking out in all directions. She wanted to scream, so she did, although silently, so she wouldn't awaken the young man sleeping next to her. Panic started to rise in her chest when she reached towards the covers and lifted them very slowly to see if they had their clothes on. They did not. She was greeted by Draco Malfoy's rather shapely backside under the black silk sheets, but she was in no condition to appreciate his figure. She was confused and terrified, not sure what to do. She couldn't remember how they had ended up here. The last thing she seemed to be able to picture from the previous night was Draco stumbling into his kitchen to find the bottle of scotch he had mentioned. They had already shared 3 bottles of wine amongst the 2 of them, and Hermione couldn't believe how they had thought the additional alcohol would be a good idea. It certainly was not. They had been working late on another project in her office when Draco had casually asked if she wanted a drink. She had barely been able to register his offer as she was poring over her notes, her eyes aching from hours of work. Hermione had simply hummed, never once lifting her head from the heaps of parchment in front of her, causing Draco to repeat his question.
"A drink, Granger. Fancy a drink?"
Her head instantly shot up when she comprehended the words. Her lips formed a small O shape, and she didn't seem to know what to say. Months and months of wishing Draco Malfoy would notice her, and he was asking her out for a drink? There was absolutely no way of this actually happening. She must have taken a long time to answer, because Draco sighed audibly, pinching the bridge of his nose as if she was an exasperating child.
"Don't get offended, not as a date. I'm just bloody exhausted, and in need of a drink. I assumed you might be in the same state."
"Of course." He meant it in a friendly, co-workery kind of way. Of course he did. Why would he even wish to go out with her? Even though Draco Malfoy was a changed man, and he had become tolerable, didn't mean that their past grudge would be forgotten. He was being polite, civil, considerate even. But Hermione Granger was no woman to turn down an offer like this, even if his means were innocent. "No, I'm not offended," she paused, a glimmer in her eyes. "Sure, I'd love to have a drink." Her means had not been innocent, to say the least. So why was she panicking when she had seemingly got what she had been wanting? Maybe it was the fact that she couldn't remember a thing? Maybe the fact that she was the first to wake up, not entirely sure what was expected of her? Should she leave? Would he expect his colleague to have breakfast with him after... After what, though? She didn't want to make assumptions. Maybe he remembered. And Hermione wasn't sure if she wanted to know the answer to that. Trying to recall their conversations from the night before was tricky. She could easily remember the first moments they had left her office, walking to the atrium with Draco by her side. He had declared they were going to his place, and Hermione had almost fainted, barely keeping her composure straight as they stepped into a flue. She hadn't objected. How could she? She had known that he didn't live in the manor anymore, but she was still surprised when she saw his rather modern decorated penthouse with large windows covering the living room from one side to the other, giving them a wonderful view of London.
"Sorry about bringing you here. I don't really..." He had clenched his teeth. "Enjoy going out these days."
It had been enough for her to understand. People talked, that's what they did. So why would he want to be seen with the golden girl by his side? Draco shuffled beside her and she held her breath, hoping he wouldn't wake just yet. She still hadn't decided what she was going to do. Draco had insisted she make herself at home when they had first arrived, so did that offer extend into the morning? He had been impeccably polite, never once insulting her as they talked about work, graciously filling her cup as it emptied, and holding his gaze longer than he usually did. Hermione had initially thought she was just imagining it, claiming to herself that it was merely her imagination, the wine and the circumstances that were playing games to her mind. Her breath hitched when she suddenly remembered a fuzzy memory. He had returned from the kitchen with crackers in hand, and he had sat next to her on the sofa, instead of the one-seater he had been occupying up until that moment. Her eyes had watched him intently as she wondered what he would do. Draco had dropped the crackers on the coffee table, and he had leaned in a little too close, taking a stray lock of her curls between his fingers. She could feel his breath against her face, could see the ice-gray irises locked on her hair.
Anything.
His voice had come out more of a growl, and he seemed more like he was talking to himself rather than her. It wouldn't have been surprising, though, considering they were at the end of their third bottle. Sorry? Hermione had asked, not being able to contain her curious self, wanting him to further explain what he had meant.
Nothing.
And just like that, the spell of the moment had faded away, but nonetheless he had still remained in the spot beside her. She concluded that was probably how they had ended up in his bed. The more she forced herself to remember, the more her head ached. Hermione decided she had had enough, and decided to get up and leave. Hoping he would have no memory, hoping he would have no memory, hoping she could act like this had never happened. She couldn't deal with the awkwardness, couldn't deal with the rejection. So she attempted to sit up, trying to be as quiet as possible. But she should have known she couldn't have it all when she heard the very familiar, very groggy, and awfully cheerful voice calling out to her.
"Morning, Granger."
She shrunk into the sheets, although she couldn't really escape when he shifted, turning around to face her, reminding her once again of how close they were, how naked they were.
"Morning,"
she mumbled under her breath. She was thinking how she should have left when she first woke up. It was too late now. She would have to face whatever was to happen. But she couldn't help how peaceful he looked, like he was actually glad that he had found her there. No, these were dangerous thoughts, and she wouldn't let herself go down that path.
"Did we do anything last night?"
There she was again, ruining yet another moment with her words. She wanted to kick herself, but it was too late. His eyes were filled with the usual sternness they always carried, and she found herself averting her eyes from his.
"Well, I can only assume we had sex."
Hermione almost choked on thin air. The way he had so casually said that they had probably slept together baffled her.
"And do you remember anything?"
"No," he scoffed. "And seeing that you're interrogating me, I'm guessing you also don't remember?"
"Not a thing."
Hermione shook her head, her eyes trained on the minimal painting in the corner of the room. She could hear him sigh.
"Look at me, Granger."
The tone of his voice sent shivers down her spine, and she found herself complying, even though she had no intention to do so.
"Why didn't you leave?"
he asked, his brows slightly furrowed, as if he was trying to decipher her.
"I was about to."
"No, you've been awake for a while now. Why didn't you leave when you first woke up?"
he asked, and Hermione could feel her cheeks warming up. How could he know that? So she decided to be honest, seeing no point in trying to deceive him.
"I wasn't sure what to do."
He reached out, his hand stretching across the space between them, and he almost touched her cheek, but he stopped midway, setting it on the mattress, leaving Hermione rather disappointed.
"Why?"
His voice was firm, though almost with a tint of melancholy to it, like he was expecting something from her.
"I wasn't sure how you would react."
Hermione took in a shaky breath. She could feel the air between them shifting.
"How I would react to finding a beautiful woman in my bed? A woman I admire deeply, for her strength and courage. A woman for whom I've been aching for Merlin knows how long," he whispered,
sending electricity through her veins. Was this real, or was she imagining things after consuming far too much alcohol? She shouldn't be sure, so she tentatively placed her hand on his, wanting to make sure that he was real, that he was there.
"You've never said such things," she said, as his hand gripped hers tightly.
"How could I have? You're like a storm, Hermione. Unpredictable, powerful, captivating. How could I have known you wouldn't have pushed me back? And whenever I tried to get a tiny bit close to you, you always shut yourself off, that look of uneasiness in your eyes. Even when I took a shot and asked you out yesterday, you seemed so offended. I had to step back."
Hermione was shocked. She couldn't believe how she had ruined everything with her overthinking. How stupid she had been. How stupid he had been. She could feel her whole body reeling towards him as he spoke.
"Please, don't leave,"
he said quietly, surrendering to her completely.
"I won't."
And she kissed him, in a way she never had before. Open, vulnerable, adoring.
He was all she wanted, and now he was here, and she couldn't have been happier. So she told him that, through her lips, into his mouth, hoping her words would reach his heart, hoping he would understand just how much she loved him, from her lips alone.
ETL Echo, Echoing Tales of Enemies to Lovers.